Hey there. Welcome to the Free Use Babe Cyber Shop. How can I help you? Oh, you're the guy for my 4 o'clock, huh? Welcome. I'm your engineer. Before we get started, I have a couple of questions for you. I will be pre-selecting your babe according to personality, well, the personality types that you're looking for. And after that, we're gonna go to my character creation desk, put things together, gonna slot everything in, and then you have your pre-used babe. And then you can give her a little test run upstairs in one of our VIP rooms. And everything's set to go after that, if there are no more issues, of course. And typically I do my best to give you a 100% guarantee satisfaction rate. So, what are we looking for today, sir? Okay. Do you want her to be submissive, dominant, eager submissive? Gotta. And in terms of kinks, do you have any hard limits that I need to be aware of? Hard limits being absolutely not, don't even mention it, don't even try it, none of that shit, please. Okay. Alright, do we have anything else to add to that? Just to make sure. Okay, cool. Any preferences in terms of sex acts, blowjob, gagging, a lot of foreplay, a lot of, basically just tell me how do you like your sex, you know what I mean? Okay, spontaneous, I like that. Not a lot of guys who are into that spontaneity. Some guys just want to control every single aspect of the sex. That gives my girl's personality a lot more freedom, and I know exactly who to choose for you. She is something special. A lot of guys go for her, yes, but she's an eager, submissive, perfect little slut, will do anything you want her to do with utmost professionalism and energy and eagerness, as I said. Let me just pull up her file and make sure that she has been cleared. She also is wonderful with personal attention, by the way, so if you ever want to get in on that, I will absolutely input that into her reminder systems. Okay, perfect. She is free to go, but of course, we're gonna start the character creation development ASAP. Let's go, shall we? Okay, welcome to the booth. We have a bunch of settings for you to choose from. Let me get you the catalog over here. Yeah, that's a lot to choose from, I understand. If you want, I can shorten the entire process by going with some standards and inputting a couple of special touches for yours truly to make it a bit more personal. Here you go. Have a look at that. Yeah, we have a lot of stuff, like for body types, hair types, eye color. Even if you want any cyber prosthetics, that's a thing too. We also have settings for obviously, tit size, ass size, waist size, proportions, stuff like that. And over here, if you want to also get into the fashion of shit, we have a little fashion portion. Has a bunch of stuff. Obviously, dudes prefer the classics. We have, you know, black lacy lingerie. Some guys are into the more corporate look so that they have something to pretend there's like a secretary, some stuff like that. Other guys like a more casual look. It's really all up to you. Like, sky is the limit over here at our little shop. Alright, so let's get started. So, here we have a blank model for you. Everything, this is the standard vanilla look. If you want to change anything, we can zoom in on her facial structure. We could add a little more prominence on any facial part. We could adjust the eyes, the mouth, the nose, the lips, everything really. Okay, we want to have a little bit of a lip right there. Give you something nice to suck on, right? Or, well, give her the right tools to suck on your cock. Yeah. We can also adjust her eyes, make it a bit more expressive or a little bit more blank. A little bit more expressive. Got it. Expressive. There we go. Okay, what about her hair? You want something long to grip onto or something short? Ponytail, obviously. Wonderful choice. What about her hair color? Do you want to change it, shift it, add a bit more highlights? Okay, absolutely. We could do that. Oh, I think we should add some bangs. Yeah. Frame her face prettily. Also, we'll make a nice little mess if you come all over her hair and then there's just cum dripping down her bangs and onto her face. That's kind of cute, don't you think? So I like to add a little bit of my own creative taste to it. I feel like it adds to the experience. Some dudes just go straight for the porn stereotypes. I like to introduce a bit more creativity there. Alright, now for the body type. What do you think of her? Should we add more, remove, keep it as? You want her current standard body type? Absolutely, let me get you that. This is her actual body type. So there's the standard, then there's her actual. Do you want to shift anything, add more curves, edges, etc.? Alright, we can zoom in. Let's zoom in. Her tits look great. I have to say, like, perfect size, perfect volume, perfect, you know, gravity, I guess. Sometimes you stick around in this job, you actually forget that you're a woman yourself, and, like, some parts just lose it. Anyways, there we go. Keep it as is. All right. You think she's perfect as she is now? Yeah, I think so too. I think every girl has all like pros and cons and shit. And some dudes just want to like make minor tuning and stuff, or some guys just go wild with it, you know? I think we can, however, get away with giving her a bit more strength to her arms and her legs as well, so I'm just going to adjust the muscle ratio. Oh, trust me, some guys forget, you know, that girls, if you do a lot of physical stuff and a lot of rough stuff, you know, she has to be able to be physically, you know, she has to be able to physically take it, basically. So if you give her, like, weak knees, elbows, wrists, etc., then you're not going to get enough mileage, right? So let's make her nice and strong with the right ratios and adjustments on her joints. There we go. Perfect. Yeah, and that's with not even changing much of her current body type. Just adding a little bit more muscle. Give her the strength she needs to really go rough and go long with you, in case you want that. And yeah, let's go to the outfit. Lots of outfits to choose from. Lots of outfits to choose from. Like, obviously, some guys here take, like, a minute. Some take, like, 2 hours, 3 hours with this shit. Only for them to take it off, which doesn't make sense to me, but whatever. It's not my job to enjoy these ladies, even though I kind of want to get in on that action from time to time. Okay. I have, however, to shorten our experience here so you can get to enjoy her longer. I've pre-selected some stuff that I know she absolutely looks hot with. I've considered some of her favorites. Yes, some of our girls like to put on favorite outfits here. We totally allow creative freedom like that. But you need to choose. Do you want her in lingerie or do you want her in casuals? Or, you know, professional, whatever. Like, give me a theme here. Professional. Understood. Let's get that professional set over here. Got it. Here we go. Okay. There we go. Awesome. We have this three collections over here. Do you want it in black, red, white, navy blue? Navy blue. Awesome choice. Perfect for her. Blazer on the skirt? Mini skirt? Okay. How short? Well, yeah, there's a mini skirt, then there's like micro skirts and then micro skirt. Awesome. Her top. Should we keep it like this? Like a nice little long sleeve or long sleeve? Okay. Nice and colorful. White, black, white. Okay. Add that blazer in, I assume. All right. Do you want her to wear any underwear? Cool. Let's do that. No. No bras, just a panty. Okay. Thong? G-string? Regular cottons? Satin? Satin G-string. Gotcha. All right. Would you like her barefoot or with heels or with black strappy heels? Gotcha. Let's go to makeup. You want me to handle her makeup? No problem. But I assume you'd like nice heavy mascara? I mean, seeing mascara melt down a girl's face while she sucks your cock is pretty, don't you think? There we go. Let's add that. I'll put it to full range. All natural lashes. All black mascara. Nice, thick, voluminous, perfect. Lipstick, red, of course. Classic, classic. I like it nice and dark and heavy so that it gets really messy. Awesome, awesome. Now for her voice. Do you like it nice and sultry, high and peppy, e-girl? We have a lot of choices over here. Cool, cool. Let me do that for you. Adjust the tone a bit. Oh, you like my voice? Oh, that's so sweet. Well, we could have similar voices. That's definitely a possibility. Let me make some simple adjustments. Okay, gotcha. There we go. She looks lovely, doesn't she? I can't wait for you to meet her. I love her personality. I've met a couple of clients who, you know, asked me to join in and just watch so that I could see my art come to life, but really it's less about how she looks and more about how she is. And trust me, she is, well, I think she's perfect for what you're looking for. So, I am going to go ahead. You go up to the VIP room. She's going to be there, all dolled up and ready for you. And, yeah, give her a test drive. I hope you enjoy when you're done and everything's good. You two come down here. I will have all the paperwork done for you to sign. And she's all yours for... Sorry, how long did you want her? 7 days. Absolutely. She'll be yours for 7 days. Cool. Cool, cool, cool. Well, you get up there and enjoy your time. Oh, hey there. I guess you are my lucky patron. Shall I address you as sir? Of course. Well, hello, sir. I hope everything is pleasing to your eyes. Yes, I am your free use babe. Nice to meet you. I've been listening in, you know, to the conversation you're having with my engineer. Yes, and I've got to say, I'm a bit curious. You were so polite and respectful, and you didn't even want to change much of my body. The engineer said she thought I needed a bit more muscle, and you know what? I agree with her. Just in case you're into a little something rough, I'd be able to handle it. Of course, I could always have some prosthetics installed, but you seem to like me as I am already. Just with a skimpier, sluttier outfit. Which I don't mind, of course. You've got great taste, sir. You were looking for someone professional, eager to please. The perfect little free-use slut who will do anything you want. And with a smile, of course. So, you're here to give me a little bit of a test run. Technically speaking, there's no time limit to what we have over here. However, I'd much prefer if you were able to take me out here. Things get boring over here sometimes, you know? I much like spending time with my patients in their comfortable spaces, getting to know what really turns them on. Now, for my first trick, I'm kidding, but we're not just going to stand here and talk, right? This is a test run after all. I'm sure you'd like to know what it's like to have a free use, babe, to do whatever you'd like to, and have her do whatever you want to you. You'd like me to show you what I've got? Well, of course, sir. I thought you'd never ask. Please take a seat at one of our comfortable chairs over here. Unless you prefer the bed, of course. Chair it is, then. I have a wonderful idea of how we can get to start. Well, now that you're nice and seated in this plush luxury chair, I think it would only make sense for me to get down on my knees, right? Down on my knees in my pretty high heels, crawling ever so slowly, showing you exactly how far my body can bend down to show off my ass to you. I'm naturally gifted, so I'm sure I understand why you don't need to change my body type after all. Trust me, I can take any amount of work you give me while I'm down here on my knees, mouth open, tongue out, begging, pleading for that nice big cock of my very generous sir. Thank you very much, sir. Take my hands and wrapping it around your big cock. So big, my fingers can barely wrap around it. Oh, I guess we were just perfectly made for each other. A good, small little cock slit, perfectly made for her big, generous, amazing, strong sir. So handsome and hot, and dominant and strong, and all the things I love when it comes to a man who takes control. Sorry, you just turned me on so much, my brain just starts going and going and going. Enough thinking, enough talking, I guess. More sucking, more fucking, right, sir? Of course, sir. Anything for you. So big. So delicious. I can lick you like a lollipop, sir. Much too big lollipop for me. But one who tastes just right. Just perfect. So hot and so hard and so aching. I'll take good care of you, sir, I promise. Shall I take my blazer off? It's getting real hot in here, and I think you'd prefer it if you had a nice view of my tits. There. You can still see my tits through my shirt, of course. Wonderful taste of removing my bra. Then you could just see, peep down, and you'll see my cleavage. And if I jut my chests out a bit more. You can see my nipples. Hard and turned on too. You can watch my breasts just bop up and down. As I eagerly suck your cock. Oh, don't be shy, sir. Grab on my ponytail if you'd like. Mm-hmm. I was right. Sir does like it rough. How's that, sir? Were you satisfied with my tongue and my mouth? And more especially my throat? Oh, I could take more of you, sir. Go ahead, challenge me. I told you I could take you, sir. Okay. I'm so very wet, sir. I promise you don't need to do any more foreplay. Your cock just being so fucking hard, and your the way you take control of my body is enough. Fuck, I'm so wet. Will you tear off my thong, sir? See? I can feel myself dripping wet already. Oh, sir, you're gonna fuck me while I'm on all fours? Oh, please. Oh, please. Please. Please, you can even tear my hair. Trapped under you, sir. That was a fun audition. Oh, was everything to your liking, sir? Good. Good. Oh, it was great, sir. I love playing the good girl. I thought you were gonna tear off my blouse and my skirt, too. I guess you wanted to keep me wearing clothes at least until we get to your location. Oh, there's no need to. I can get another thong, sir. I quite like it when cum drips down my thighs and my legs while I'm walking in public. I'm a very proud reuse whore, so I like it. It's like a little mark of ownership. And I'm all yours for the next 7 days. And I can't wait to spend every second of it with you. Would you like some water before we go? It's really important to hydrate, of course. Of course. I'll get that for you, sir.